Anyway, that's tacos. What'd you first ask?
Well, what other kinds of foods do you like to eat? That are like, you know, El Paso.
That are native?
Yeah, or like usual. I mean, what kinds of things do we eat here?
Do we eat here? As opposed to anywhere?
Yeah. It makes us maybe...
different?
Yeah, because everybody has their own regional dishes.
Mexican food. That's, as far as I know, that's the only thing that's here that's different. Barbecued beef, but then that's all over the South and East Texas. Mm-hmm. Love
barbecue. You're talking about beef brisket, right?
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. My wife makes a pretty mean brisket, but...
If somebody says barbecue to you, then do you... If they said it out of context, would that mean the barbecue that you grill outside or the barbecue that has the sauce and it's like brisket?
Well... And if you go to a restaurant that says barbecue, it's going to be sauce.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to Jack Parks, it's going to be real barbecue. Real East Texas barbecue. Barbecue is really an East Texas specialty.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack Parks place and there's been some others that tried. Smitty's out mm-hmm. there on the airport road.
Mm-hmm.
That's real barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And if you... barbecue out on your own grill, that's usually real barbecue, at least, although you might have a marinade that you put on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But when in a restaurant, barbecue is just something soaked in barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it's not one of those I just mentioned.
Yeah, right. Are there some Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?
You mean,
so the things that you would never prepare in your kitchen because they're too hard to make.
Well, I don't know. You're talking about what my wife would do because I don't cook at all.
You're spatula man.
I'm just helping. The only thing I used to know about the kitchen is where you went through to get to the garage. But I don't do any cooking as a rule. Mm-hmm. That's not true. I cook us breakfast on Sundays.
Oh, that's nice.
I cook bacon and an egg. We've never had refried beans anywhere except in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of effort to do. Tell you the truth, Anne Marie, I don't know. I don't think of.
Have you ever been down to Lupita's?
To whose?
Lupita.
Lupita.
She's down on Donovan. Like she must be out in Canutillo.
Oh. Yeah, I know which one that is. Yeah, that's. I've never been there, but.
She makes some good stuff.
Well, the only stuff my wife went out there once. She was out looking for the Golden Horse or something. That place where that lady that Donna something that sells, mm-hmm. you sell old antiques. But when I was working, one of my engineers, Jim. Works in Canutillo, and he would go by her place and bring in these gorditas.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody thought these were the most wonderful thing in the world, and I tried one, and I didn't care for it at all.
Oh, really? Now, how was that made? Was it in a little...
It was like a
little
empanada.
Pocket thing?
Yeah, it was a pocket, yeah. It was kind of like an empanada.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for that, and so I don't... When you mentioned her, that restaurant, I know of it. About mm-hmm. it, I've never mm-hmm. been there. Victor's makes a burrito that'll bring a tear to your eye. But I haven't been out there in a long time. He used to be here in Coronado Center, and then he moved out up on Donovan, just in that little shopping center, just past Country Club Road,
mm-hmm.
in what looked like just a little old truck stop type. It was in a shopping center, you know, like two side walls, and no character. Two walls, mm-hmm. a vinyl tile floor, and old beat up Formica tables.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd make a burrito that would bring a tear to your eye. It was really good, excellent. It was a big single dish, not just a bean burrito. It was a